Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back, 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I'm excited about our guest. She's a new friend that I've recently met, and I'm glad to have her on the show. Her name is Catherine Giordano. She's the President and Chief Executive Officer of Knowledge Information Solutions Incorporated, or KISS for short. I like that brand. I like that name, that logo. And she's our new friend. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, and greetings from beautiful city of Virginia Beach, where the sun is shining this morning.
and a lot of folks around the country might wonder why you're saying that, but those of us in the eastern half of the United States know what you're talking about. Because to have, you know, I woke up the other morning and there was this big bright thing in the sky, and I was very afraid.
We were afraid to look that it would go away.
Well, we didn't know what it was.
there you are. Yes, we're experiencing the same blessing we've all been. Stating rain is a necessity, and of course, I think someone upstairs was listening.
That's exactly right. Of course, you know, what was it, 2 years ago, we were cursing the drought.
Well, we were having a very bad drought here as well, and this has been indeed, most of us kind of grin. We live in a beach community, so we're used to water.
Right, exactly. Catherine, tell us about your company. Tell us about KISS.
Sure. We are a small company. We have approximately 43 employees. We're rapidly growing, woman-owned. I'm an 8A certified contracting company. I do some business with the federal government as well as a large consumer and client commercial base organization. We've been in business since 1983. Mm-hmm. The company itself does everything from providing quality computer products, information technology services. We do outsourcing, network design, training, and our training up to professional levels and certifications. And then, of course, we support the infrastructure up to the operating system level for small, medium, and large businesses in our community, as well as the federal government.
You do the all the way up to the AA certification?
Yes, We do have certifying instructors, and we have a very robust partner in the off-the-shelf type of training. It's called Macau.
Right.
And they're based in Provo, Utah, and we have a very long-standing strategic relationship with them. They're an excellent e-learning environment, and that's what we like to do. We take the technology and apply it to all of the uses that technology can be best applied to for expediency and facilitating.
Mm-hmm. I want you to tell us about the 8A certification in a minute, but before we do, you were recently recognized at an event that Office Depot sponsored, and I want you to tell us about that.
Well, what an astounding nomination, and I could not believe I won. Office Depot hosts every year, along with IBM and several other, I think it's HP, IBM, a lot of the vendors that operate in the Office Depot environment, and Bruce Nelson, the CEO, is very proactive small business person. He believes strongly in reaching out and mentoring, and he's been a marvelous advocate for the small business community. Each year he puts together this marvelous program where he recognizes excellence. And I was blessed to be nominated by a group that I'm a founding partner of, which is Women Impacting Public Policy. And we represent approximately 500,000 women-owned small businesses throughout the United States, all 50 states, I might add. And our organization had nominated me for this incredible award, and I was one of seven national awardees, which was kind of outstanding and astounding at the same time. So I'm ever so blessed, but we work well together, and we've done a lot with women impacting public policy in the federal arena, advocating for small businesses and women-owned businesses throughout the United States.
Well, congratulations on that award, by the way, and well-deserved. I've talked to folks who know you, and especially some of my friends there at Office Depot, and it's well-deserved, and congratulations on that. Tell us what 8A certification means.
Well, 8A certification is technically a certification program for small businesses. The Small Business Administration is the administer of the process, and I must tell you, it has been the most wonderful process for our business to get involved in. It has allowed us, as a small company, as I said, we're only 43 people here. As a small company, we have managed to grow pretty good clip here these last 2 years with the, well, we were certified in September, but we had been working towards that certification over these 2 years. And they have the strongest mentoring program for small businesses, I would say, in the United States, other than if you're fortunate enough to find a large business like an IBM, which, by the way, they do that extremely well, as does Office Depot, to assist and encourage small businesses and also teach them how to do some things well and better in most cases. So bringing them into the arena of the large business psyche is a very healthy thing for small business people.
Well, and I have to say this in the interest of full disclosure, folks. You know, Catherine and I haven't rehearsed this at all. Her comments about Office Depot and IBM, which by the way, Catherine, are two of my sponsors.
Oh, well, now I did not know that.
Well, I know you didn't. I know you didn't, and that's the genuine part of this. I mean, see, what my point is my audience hears me say that, you know, that these guys get it with regard to small business, but they probably think, well, you know, sure, you say that because they're sponsoring you. Well, now you know that it's not because they're sponsoring me. It's because they really do, and the proof of that is the fact that Catherine, you know, just mentioned them. And so the only reason I bring that up is that there are people out there, and IBM and Office Depot are not the only ones. There are people out there who really do get it with regard to small business. They really care about what we do, and they're putting their money where their mouth is. And I admire that, and obviously you do too, Catherine. Catherine Giordano is our guest. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. She's got some other things she wants to tell us. I want to ask her about her business, how she got started, and then we're going to talk about another organization that she's excited about. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back. Catherine Giordano is our guest. She's the president, chief executive officer of Knowledge Information Solutions. She's been at this for more than 24 years, folks. She started when she was only five. And Catherine, I know you want to talk to us about an organization that you're very close to, the National Industries for the Blind. And I want to do that in just a minute. But before we do, I want you to do something that I always ask, especially women who entrepreneurs who join me on the show. There are ladies listening to you right now, and men, though, for that example, for that matter, who are where you were 25 years ago, 24 years ago, or even 10 or 15 years ago. They're where you were then, and they hear you. You've accomplished a lot. You've got a growing business, a successful business. You've got some recognition, but they're not at that place yet, and they want to be. And they want to be successful. They want to have their own. They want to be able to follow their own dream. And I'd like to know what you could say to them right now.
Oh wow, so much to say, so little time. I'll do the best I can. I have to tell, well, from a personal perspective, the thing I did from the beginning was I did my homework. I think that's the most important thing you can do. Know your market. Understand what kind of market share you're capable of garnering in that market. Really understand the industry well enough so that you believe you can put together a robust business plan that's the next most important thing you do, is in that business plan development, get some good advisors to assist you in that. People who have either been in the business, are in the business, and those who are assisting you in the business. Then I would try to find a mentor to assist me in pulling together all of the pieces of what you've just gathered, and then really creating the environment that you want to operate in. You'll need a very good attorney who understands your business specialty as well as your accounting firm, and a banker who all have an affinity to that business model or industry you're operating in. Once you have those things in place, and not to mention some serious sweat equity that you that you put in on the line every day, enthusiasm to do what you do best, and I don't know of any other environment such as the entrepreneurial environment that allows people with vision to take their vision and implement it in a way where they now develop a business around it. And this is what I did. I developed a business around my vision. My vision was a small, robust little company that could do certain capabilities in the environment where we live, which is the mini Pentagon, known to most because of the large number of 17 military installations around our area in this portion of southeastern Virginia. So I wanted to do something that was going to be conducive to my own environment, and this company is doing just that.
Well said, Catherine. Folks, I want you to notice that when Catherine gave us that excellent tour of how she became successful, what she had to do and what she recommended to you, you've heard that, almost those exact words, from every single successful entrepreneur that I've ever had on the show. It's amazing how the same things, the same tenets, the same fundamentals come out. And so when you hear those things, you know that they're true, and you know that that's what makes a difference. And so write them down and try to follow them. Catherine, we don't have a lot of time left,
sure.
But I want to get you back on the show another day and talk some more with you. But before we do, I know you want to talk about the National Industries for the Blind, and we've got about 2 minutes.
Great. This is a wonderful organization. It originated in approximately 1979, I believe. It's the Javits-Wagner-O'Day legislation that formed JWOD, J-W-O-D. In the wake of the realignment throughout the federal government, federal and military installations found themselves without on-site office supply centers. They created retail jobs for people who are blind or have severe disabilities, and the JWOD program puts together these stores and manages these outlets to the federal agencies and military installations throughout the United States. For me, it is just a marvelous opportunity to assist the program, being one of the vendors. We're the information technology vendor, supplying approximately, through catalog, up to 350,000 off-the-shelf items that can be purchased in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's an environment that provides jobs, good jobs for people who otherwise would not be employed. JWOD also is an industry of manufacturers. They manufacture a lot of product lines that most mm-hmm. people aren't even aware of. So for my participation in this program, it's something that is heartfelt. On the other side, it is something that is an excellent business opportunity that provides a service to, as I said before, the government environment that I live in locally. We're currently in 63 sites around the nation with the National Industries for the Blind, who are primarily the major contracting office who mm-hmm. manages these. And we hope to expand that through 2004 to approximately 100 stores.
Catherine, I have to stop you right there, but I want you to give us your website, please.
Sure, that's www.kis.bz, Bravo Zulu.
KIS.BZ.
Yes, sir.
Check it out when you get a chance. Catherine, will you come back again another day?
I would love to.
I'd love to have you back again.
This has been a pleasure, and to all those listening, thank you for sharing your morning.
Thanks, Catherine. Quick break, right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.